بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تدريس المناجات بھائی حاجی امداد اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ. الہی یہ عالم ہے گلزار تیرا عجب نقش قدرت نمودار تیرا. الہی یہ عالم ہے گلزار تیرا عجب نقش قدرت نمودار تیرا. جہاں لطف گل ہے وہیں خار گم ہے, ہے گل خار میں گل میں ہے خار تیرا. جہاں لطف گل ہے وہیں خار گم ہے, ہے گل خار میں گل میں ہے خار تیرا. عجب رنگ بے رنگ ہر رنگ میں ہے, یہ ہے رنگ صنعت کا اظہار تیرا. خوشی غم میں رکھی ہے اور غم خوشی میں, عجب تیری قدرت عجب کار تیرا. خوشی غم میں رکھی ہے اور غم خوشی میں, عجب تیری قدرت عجب کار تیرا. یہ نقشہ دو عالم کا جو جلوہ گر ہے, ہے پردے میں روشن سب انوار تیرا. یہ نقشہ دو عالم کا جو جلوہ گر ہے, ہے پردہ میں روشن سب انوار تیرا. یہ کوتاہی اپنی نظر کی ہے یا رب, تیرے نور کو سمجھے اغیار تیرا. یہ کوتاہی اپنی نظر کی ہے یا رب, تیرے نور کو سمجھے اغیار تیرا. نہیں وہ جگہ اور نہیں وہ مکہ ہے کہ جس جان نہیں ذکر و اذکار تیرا. تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو, تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا. تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو, تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا. تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب, تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا. تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب, تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا. تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن, تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کے آثار تیرا. تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن, تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کے آثار تیرا. نظر کو اٹھا کر جدھر دیکھتا ہوں, تجھے دیکھتا ہوں نہ اغیار تیرا. الہی میں ہوں بس خطا وار تیرا, مجھے بخش ہے نام غفار تیرا. الہی میں ہوں بس خطاوار تیرا، مجھے بخش ہے نام غفار تیرا، عفو کے سے چاہے گنہگار تیرا، کہوں کس سے چھوڑے گرفتار تیرا، عفو کے سے چاہے گنہگار تیرا، کہوں کس سے چھوڑے گرفتار تیرا، الہی بتا چھوڑ سرکار تیری، کہاں جاوے اب بن دالا چار تیرا، الہی بتا چھوڑ سرکار تیری، کہاں جاوے اب بن دالا چار تیرا، الہی یہ عالم ہے گلزار تیرا، عجب نقش قدرت نمودار تیرا،
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful مناجات of our great great dada شیخ شیخ المشائخ حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ. حضرت outwardly did not have a sanad as far as an alim is concerned, but he had a greater sanad than that, and that is he had the great ma'rifat, and he was a great ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all our great mashayikh, great great stalwarts of knowledge, all went to learn ma'rifat from Hazi Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh. And just we could never able to explain the reality of this munajat, that is this dua that Hazrat is making to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the secret plea that our elders, when they were asked that how did you go to Haji Sahib to become bi'at, you all are great great ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayh, great great stalwart, they said what we learn in the darul ulums, in the kitab, we just learn. Like you go to a mitai shop and you ask what you got, they give you the whole list. We got this mitai, that mitai. So they said in the darul ulums we learned all the sweet meats as far as deen is concerned. We just learned about it. When we went to Haji Sahib, we tasted it. So if you don't even have the menu, but you get the taste of it, it's far better than that. And from this we can understand what high position Hazrat has reached as far as ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, and that is actually the object and purpose of our life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, insan and jinnat, I haven't created you but to gain my ma'rifat. And from this we can see what height of ma'rifat, and this is real enjoyment of life. When a person has connection with Allah, then this is what is called munajat. That all the time, whatever you see, you're just talking to Allah. And Hazrat says there so beautifully, that ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera, ajab naqsh qudrat namudar tera. That oh Allah, oh my Rabb, this whole universe, and not only this universe, all the universes is a beautiful garden of yours. Such a manifestation of your great qudrat. That all your great the pictures of your great qudrat are being manifest and being shown, but if my eyes of the heart is not open, we'll never able to see that. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, go to the spiritual doctors. Allah has brought us here in the company of our shaykh to open the eyes of our heart so that we can see and start realizing whatever we see is only the ma'rifat, the qudrat, the power, and the great loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat explained so beautifully, simple things that we just look and we don't take lessons. Hazrat says, Zaha lutfe gul hai, wahi khar gham hai. Hai gul mein hai khar tera. And oh Allah, how you have made this world that in opposite, but your qudrat is such that where you get an enjoyment of a beautiful rose, together with that you get the sorrow of the thorn with it.
And if anybody says that I want roses without thorn, that person will never get them. So Allah Ta'ala shows that in this world is such that you will get a beautiful rose. But remember, thorns will come in your path, you'll even get pricked. But you'll realize this is the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, when we learn the kudrat of Allah ta'ala, then a person will realize, أَجَبَ لِإِمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٍ, that the life of a believer is very astonishing, very strange. Whatever comes to him, either good conditions like a rose, you'll make shukr to Allah. Either you get pricked like what they thorn, some difficult conditions come, realize that is also from Allah. You make sabr and you still get closer to Allah. So Hazrat has said, Ya Allah, how beautifully you have put in that rose, you have put a thorn under it. And on the other hand, so beautifully our mashayikh explained that thorns like us who can't see the kudrat of Allah, come sit in the company of the rose, then you will realize that thorn, you might be the thorn in the garden, might remain a thorn all its life. But human thorns like us, just sit in the company of the roses, and will become roses inshallah. Through their barakat, that Allah Ta'ala just count us among them. That Hazrat says, Ajab rang be rang, har rang mein hai, ye hai rang, sanad ka izhar tera. All the beautiful, different colors that we see, the beautiful splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the morning sunrise, the morning dew, then the beautiful flowers, the trees, unexplainable. From the same earth, which is the brown or black, the same water, which is odorless, colorless, tasteless, but look at the beautiful manifestation of the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whose machine is working here? Whose kudrat? It is a great manifestation of the recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But if my eyes are blind, I look at the beautiful sun every morning, I don't even say subhanallah. Oh Allah, what a beautiful scenery. All the, we get overtaken with just one artist painting and we put it in our lounge. And we think that artist has copied from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And every moment Allah Ta'ala shows us a beautiful, different, the splendor of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat explains in this way, understand reality of life. This is how you will pass through. Khushi, khushi gham mein rakhi hai, aur gham khushi mein. Ajab teri kudrat, ajab kaar tera. Say, oh Allah, how you have made life. Where there's happiness also and an enjoyable occasion, there you have brought some grief also. And today we see, and people who don't realize the kudrat of Allah, that even when that grief has come in a happy occasion, this is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That we don't become so unmindful like some people today in a wedding function. They are so overtaken with artificial enjoyment. One news of a mayat come from somewhere far and they say that that person had to die now. Whereas it is the kudrat of Allah to recognize Allah. And on the other hand, where there is greed, Allah Ta'ala has put happiness. Look at the people of Afghanistan, the woman folk. When they get the news that our son has become shaheed, they are distributing halwa. They are distributing sweetmeats. That they are not in sorrow. They are happy that Allah has accepted my son. So Hazrat says, Ya Ajab Teri Kudrat, Ajab Kar Tera, Ya Allah. It is just astonishing. Your Kudrat is so astonishing. It is beyond our imagination. And your words is just so astonishing. Ye Naksha Do Alam Ka Jo Jalwa Gar Hai, Hai Parda Mein Roshan Sab Anwar Tera. Hazrat says that this whole picture of both the worlds of Allah, it is just a manifestation of a very minute, your focus of your nur that is on both the worlds. As Allah Ta'ala mentions clearly, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth is through the barakat of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the splendor of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that, oh Allah, your nur is such that hai parda mein roshan sab anwar tera. That it is behind 100,000 veils, but that nur of yours is so manifest in the world. And in the akhirah you'll even see it more. So whatever we see around us, Oh Allah, Ta'ala, open my eyes and all the eyes of our hearts through the barakat of our shaykh, majlis and our shaykh, that we see the noor of Allah Ta'ala so clearly. Ye kotahi, Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar. And these are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. The more marifat you gain, the more realize, Ya Allah, I'm far from reality. I haven't understood who you are. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. We haven't recognized, we haven't appreciated Allah Rabbul Izzat as we're supposed to. Hazrat says, it is only my short-sightedness, O Allah. It is my weak understanding that, O Allah, Tere Noor ko samjhe afyaar Tera. That it is only the splendor of your Noor. It is only your working. Whatever is happening in the world, nobody can move a finger. Not a leaf can fall. Not a drop of water can fall without the command and the knowledge and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have understood it to something else. That scientific theory and all global warming and all these stupid things, it is only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where actually we have to recognize Allah. Look at the Qudrat, we'll complain. An earthquake here and another earthquake there. And tornadoes here and cyclones here. Allah ta'ala is giving me and all of us a wake up call. I have sent you to recognize me. Where are you turning away from Allah? So it is only the splendor, and we have understood it to be something else. And they will, when we are still listening to the weather forecast and what you predict, where can we be predicting what is Allah's command? Our work is to become the slaves of Allah. Nahi rehan, nahi wo jaga aur nahi wo maka, ke jis ja nahi zikr aur azkar tera. Oh Allah, if we, the whole world, all human beings even don't make the zikr of Allah. But Allah, there is no place in the world. There is no continent in the world where every moment your zikr is being made. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Every creation of Allah is engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We might not understand it, but insan, we regard ourselves as intelligent. How are we, myself, so ghafil, unmindful, that we see thunder, we don't read astaghfirullah, we don't beg Allah for forgiveness, we see the beautiful sun coming out after that, we don't say alhamdulillah, oh Allah, what is your great qudrat? We'll just explain one, two couplets. Tu zahire aur laak parde mein hai tu, tu baatin hai aur sakht izhaar tera. That, oh Allah, you are totally manifest. You are as clear, more clear than daylight, oh Allah. But you have put yourself in 100,000 veils. In this world, even Musa alayhi salam requested, oh Allah, arini, I want to see you. Allah Ta'ala said, in this world, lan tarani. Impossible. You won't able to see me if I just put a minute, brilliant of a brilliant speck of my tajalli, of my noor on the mountain. It splits to smothering. Where can we see Allah Rabbul Izzat? On the other hand, as our Dara Shaykh explained, look at Allah's Qudrat. We can see the bright sun from so far. But Allahu Akbar. Yet Allah Ta'ala's one small creation Allah has made that we can see. But we cannot see Allah Rabbul Izzat in this world. And Allahu Akbar. 12 o'clock in the afternoon or in the, and then see if you can look at the sun directly. When you can't look at the sun directly, how can we look at Allah Rabbul Izzat in this world? In the year after, Allah has kept that great ni'mat, and that is why Allah has sent us here, to gain the marifat of Allah, and then we'll be looking forward to Jannat. The other ni'mats are, by the way, the real ni'mat is to be in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, tu baatin hai aur sakht izhaar tera. Oh Allah, you are outwardly hidden, but you are totally manifest. You are so clear, it's as clear as daylight. Any person can see, a poet says so beautifully, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَوْ شَاهِدٌ يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Just open the eyes of your heart and you'll see everything indicates is only one Allah. Where are we following stupid scientists who are telling us that we are born from monkeys and all these stupid theories? It's as clear as daylight. So Hazrat the further says, Ya Allah, ilahi me ho bas khatawar tera. Mujhe bakht hai naam ghaffar tera. Oh Allah, I haven't recognized you. If Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that, oh Allah, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. We cannot recognize you according to your great qudrat. Then how will we able to make your ibadat? But Allah is so kind. You just come and beg Allah to bring us to his house. and make us his slaves, Allah accepts. And together with all that, all the time, the lovers of Allah, the arifeen and the real ashikeen, they say, Ya Allah, I am just sinful. I am just an embodiment of sin. And you are so kind, so pure, and you just love to forgive. So Allah, please forgive me. And here Allah has brought the month of Sha'ban here. Now is the time to be begging forgiveness. Allah just wants to forgive us. And Hazrat says here so beautifully, As afwa kisse chahe, gunegar tera. Kahu kisse chore, giriftar tera. Said, oh Allah, who else can I beg forgiveness from? وَمَنْ يَقْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Where am I going to run through to besides you, O Allah? I am your slave. I am your prisoner. O Allah, I beg your forgiveness. Ilahi, bata chor, sarkar teri, kaha jawe ab banda la char tera. So beautifully Hazrat explained, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Ya ma'ashar al-jinn wal-in, inni istata'tu an tanfuzu min aqtari samawati wal-ardi, fanfuzu. O insan in jinnat, if you can run away from the kingdom of Allah to anywhere else, then run. Where can we run away? All we have to do is to beg from Allah Ta'ala and seek our forgiveness and ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us firm on that path which Allah has sent Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show us, that we remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in today's time we follow in the footsteps of our pious elders. Allah Ta'ala grant us.